Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to Friday evening's Dundalk card. Action returning to Dundalk for a 7-race card this evening. Some decent races, some competitive action. And as I said, I'm joined by Mr. Holding on the line. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
How are you?
I'm good, yeah. On the way down to Sandown, a bit drizzly. Yeah, going to see a good flat card today, this afternoon. Hopefully pick up a few bits and bobs. Then we've got Dundalk to fall back on this evening. Amazing, there's two Irish cards on a Friday night. That's almost unheard of. And I think this is the last all-weather Dundalk card of the season. So it's sad to see it go, but it's been good. We've enjoyed it. It's been probably not as profitable as recent years, but hopefully we can go out with a bang.
Yeah, as you said, Kilbeggan is the other Irish card. Sandown combined with Kilbeggan and Dundalk should be a pretty profitable day for you, Andy.
Hopefully, yeah, more of a viewing day today at Sandown. Hopefully take a few notes and we might see a few nice horses for the classics later on in the season.
Okay, we'll crack on with the Dundalk card. Kicks off at 6:15 with a fillies race. Just the three got to post for this, but you could give a chance to all three. At the time of recording, Tahani's in as the 8-11 favourite, Adelana at 13-8, and Majestic Queen at 7-2. I mean, the market suggests reasonably open, but the Weld horse the one to beat.
Yeah, a heavy ground three at Cork. Saw Tahani started season in a pretty convincing fashion. The time of the race particularly slow, though. That slightly puts me off. And I'd probably prefer Adelina here. I feel that went into my notebook 2 starts ago with a good run at Tipperary behind Ballybacker Queen. That form isn't too bad, actually. Ballybacker Queen ran particularly well in a Group 2 towards the back end of the season. She had good battling qualities to win in Killarney at the festival back end of August, beat a Chicago Girl, who is probably one of the highest rated horses in training, or maidens in training. A pair of them were 7 lengths clear of the rest. I think the form's all right. The time is very, very good, and Mickey Halford has obviously just given the time to strengthen up over the winter. Bringing her back here for what looks a reasonable seasonal attempt here. And obviously with Mickey Halford's also in good nick and having a fantastic record at Dundalk, I'm going to go with Adelina to cause a bit of a shock in the first race.
OK then, I'll land the pick there in the 6:15. Next up is the 6:45. That is an apprentice handicap over a mile. Maybe perhaps prudent to look at the jockeys with this one, as ever with these kind of races. At the time of recording, 6 Silver Lane heads the market and has been supported. Then we've got Boss Time and Captain's Dilemma at 5s, 6s for Merry Mast, 8s or bigger the rest, bit of money for Stoichkov, 10s into 8s. One that looks interesting on paper before you delve into the profile of the horse is Boss Time. You'd think unexposed, decent form, but there's looked a bit of a monkey. What do you fancy in this one?
Yeah, he is a monkey, yeah. I think if he was a human, he'd be a burglar. I wouldn't trust that horse as far as I could throw him. He had the hood on last time out, and he still didn't want to win. He didn't look as though he was that willing the time before. And his debut run, which was a bit of a red herring, has led us down the path of pigeonhole this horse into the disappointing category. He's got a bad draw here as well today, so even in handicap company, I don't think he's got the right credentials for this, so I'm going to pass over Boss Time. I'm going to stick to a couple of horses who have been in good form of late. 6 Silver Lane, of course, one of them. Got a tricky draw to overcome in Trap 12, but he comes here in good nick, having won a similar race to this last time out, landing a bit of a punt. He was unlucky the time before, of course, as we know at Kempton, when he should have won that day, but got into a bit of a pocket. And if he can get into a good position from stall 12, he's going to be dangerous. But I'm going to make Merry Mast my choice in this race. I tipped him last time out, but he got a bad draw, and he was over a mile and a quarter, and he used up plenty of petrol to get into a challenging position. Unfortunately, he didn't quite get home, but he drops back to a distance which he's more accustomed to, and he finally got off the mark, 2-star to go over tonight's trip, beating Amazing Star and subsequent winner Shabra Emperor in a bit of a driving finish. He's well drawn. He's got Tom Madden on board, as we know, he's one of the best apprentices around. So hopefully the drop back to a mile will see Merry Mast run something like his best.
OK, Merry Mast there, along with Six Silver Lane. Would you take the two or just the one there, Andy?
I'd probably go Merry Mast each way, 6-1, rather than take a short price about Six Silver Lane. I mean, some people could back them both either way. You either got your each way bet Merry Mast or two win bets, Six Silver Lane, Merry Mast. Take your choice.
Okay, look, next up, the 7.15, a maiden over 7 furlongs. Doesn't look the strongest maiden. Wateed heads affairs at the time of recording at 13-8, but maybe isn't the most genuine. Is that a bit harsh? I mean, you look at the form figures and suggest that this horse doesn't particularly want to win. Also significant, perhaps, that this horse wears the second string, if you like, the second string colours, the pink cap of the owner. I mean, that doesn't always mean a lot, but his form figures, I mean, are they impressing you at all, Andy?
Yeah, to be fair, I wasn't a mad fan of Wateed either. And I actually tipped the winner against him last time out. I've got a feeling. And to be fair, I thought Wateed was a bit unlucky, if I'm being honest. Even though we backed the winner, I thought Wateed actually should have won that day. He was travelling much of the best, turning into the home straight. Unfortunately, he got trapped on the inside rail, and Lee Roto running that evening had to sit and suffer. And unfortunately, the gaps didn't come until very late. By then, I've got a feeling they got first run, and he maintained it all the way to the line. The blinkers that were on Wateed on that occasion clearly worked, and they're on again tonight. Also, I noticed that Pat Smullen takes the ride. Not as though Lee Roach is a weak link in any way, shape or form, but obviously Pat Smullen riding right at the top of his game at the moment. So, in a bad race, this is certainly Wateed's to lose. Unless there's any money for Trinity Force, of course, being by Ifraj, most Ifrajs go on this all-weather surface particularly well. Then, you know, we haven't got a great deal in the race. So Wateed, definitely the standard bearer, and hopefully he can put behind him one or two bits of second-itis.
OK, Wateed the pick there. You mentioned if there's money for Trinity Force, that would be interesting. That's 7-2 at the time of recording, so it's already short enough. There hasn't been any more support for it this morning, but certainly one to keep an eye on there for Girl Lions on debut. Next up is the 7.45. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs. Really open look to this one. Misty Lane heads affairs at 9-2 at the time of recording. Has bits and pieces of solid form. And Reginald Roberts, you know, when his horses are fancy to go well, they do tend to be supported, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah. Certainly one to consider. There are, however, circumstances suggesting that she might struggle here tonight, drawn stall 13. That would be my only slight bogey with her. So I'm going to go with a couple of horses that are drawn much better here, particularly one, Shabra Emperor, who's got the perfect inside stall to be very competitive here tonight. He got a bad draw last time out, over a mile behind Six Silver Lane. But the time before, I thought he was really good in the hands of tonight's pilot, Connor King, and that was over tonight's trip as well. I think this horse is better at 7, coming off the pace. And hopefully tonight that'll be exactly the same. You need to get it off the inside. That's the thing with Connor King. He's got to try and get it into a position where he can get off that inside rail. But if he does, I think Shabra Emperor is going to be there or thereabouts, as he often is here at Dundalk. And also quite like calling you as well down the foot of the weight for Shane Donoghue. This horse went off like, you know, his tail's on fire. 2-star to go over tonight's trip and he didn't get home. But dropped back in trip and given a more conservative ride last time out over 6 furlongs. He was really good and very strong in the finish. A lot depends on how he's ridden again tonight. I think if Colin King can get this all settled in behind the pace, also I think Colin Yu can be a factor. So I'd go against Misty Lane because of the draw and go with Shabra Emperor and Colin Yu.
Okay, next up the 8.15, a maiden over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. Doesn't look the strongest maiden once again. Belisarius heads affairs at 4-6 at the time of recording for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien. A horse that probably brings the best form to the table, but doesn't perhaps look the easiest to win with, and he's pretty short given the connections. So, I mean, would you be willing to take that price about this horse?
No, he kind of got the sack with me last time out. I tipped him at the Curragh last time out in a slowly run maiden. It was won by Hansard. Actually, the form has worked out quite well considering it was such a slowly run race. He also finished last course called Alcacia, one of Dermot Wells' won the other day down in Cork. So maybe I need to revisit that speed figure. But all the same, I still think it's modest early season form at the same time. It's just that the body language of Belisarius in his races that doesn't really entice me for tipping him at 4-6. He should have won the time before as well in his last start last season behind Everson, Pat Navin. He had all the straight to go by Jim Boulder's charge and didn't manage to. So he's certainly one that you've got to be wary about. Maybe some headgear, cheek pieces, blinkers might be on him if he doesn't win tonight. If he's going to get beaten, then hopefully it might be Captain Timo who's to the plate. I'm not sure what price he is, but Bin is the favourite 4-6. We might be able to get a beach way thievery about Joe Lyons, his three-year-old, with a dead eight-runner race. He rounded off his season last year when chasing home Paul Deegan's Aussie Valentine, as we've seen. That horse has already come out the season, franked the form with a nice win down in Tipperary. And that was a good first-time run on this surface at Dundalk. He stays really well. I think the step up in triple suit. And like I say, I think he's a nice each-way alternative to a short price favour that looks a bit vulnerable.
OK, then. So Captain Timo the pick there, fours from fives this morning, so certainly the potential for some each way thievery there, as per.
Definitely.
Lovely stuff. Next up, the 8:45, the penultimate race on the Dundalk card, handicap over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. Quite a nice feel to this race, Andy. We've got some reliable old sticks in there, and also some improving horses. At the time of recording, we're 3-1 about Catchy Lass, 4-1 for Egyptian Warrior and Maudlin Magdalene, 9-2 is Zeftan, sevens or bigger the rest. But again, a race with a pretty open feel to it.
Yeah, definitely. Quite a few of these having their seasonal reappearances, so we're not too sure how we stand in regards to fitness. The likes of 18 Summers, Maudlin Magdalene and Egyptian Warrior are all returning after a break. So it might well be that the horses have been in good form of late and have got a fitness advantage. Might just hold sway. Catchy Lass is one of those. Finally, she got off the mark after the 13th time of asking when winning a poor maiden here last time out. I'm still not convinced about her overall profile, even though she did manage to win. I think it was a case of one or two horses in behind that didn't want to win more than anything else. And even though she has got a good solid form going into this race, I still don't want to take too short of price about Catchy Lass. So I'm going to go with Zeftan here. Peter McCreary's 5-year-old, who's a fairly consistent performer. Ran quite well over this trip. I'm out on heavy ground on the flat. Didn't think that was too bad of a run, but if you go back to most of his form on this bet here at Dundalk, it certainly makes quite convincing reading, including that second Beyond Revolution in top weight here 2 starts ago. The horse ran over hurdles the other day down in Ferrier, so he's got a bit of a fitness advantage. So Zeftan, who hardly ever runs a bad race here at Dundalk, is the each-way choice at 9-2 in the 8:45.
Okay, the final race on the card comes up, as ever, at 9:15, handicap over 1.5 miles. Another race with a really, really open look to it. At the time of recording, we are 9-2 about Patrolman, 6-1 for Lord Kenmare, and 13-2 about Armed Guard. 8-1 then for Whatever It Takes, General Bunching, Age of Glory, and Coach Bombay. Nines or bigger the rest. Really, really open look to this one. One that I was interested in here, Andy, is a horse that really likes it around here, in Lord Kenmare, who at 6-1 seemed a pretty sensible each-way bet.
Yeah, he often runs well here. Unfortunately, he's never won over the trip. All of his best wins are over a mile and a quarter seems to be the limit of his stamina nowadays, so I'm not sure he can cope with a step up to 1.5 miles. In particular, he's got a bad draw as well. He's drawn 14-14. Really like Zambezi Tiger in the last race. I'm going to make this horse my nap, courtesy of this horse running a huge speed figure here on the 21st of March. It was a race similar to this, and it didn't appear to be any fluke about the performance. He travelled well through the race. He come there travelling strongly into the home straight and he got the job done quite quickly. But in the end, I thought he was full value for the length victory at the line. And, he's only been raised £6. It could have been a lot harsher. Ross Coakley, of course, takes £7 off as well, which is a bit of a bonus. And if he's in the same kind of form, no reason to suggest why he won't be, then I do think this Son of Tiger Hill is going to take all the burden in the final race. I think he's around about 6-7-1 this morning. So let's go with Zambezi Tiger as a nap in the last.
Okay, Zambezi Tiger as big as 9-1 actually this morning.
9-1, so,
yeah.
Might even better.
Nice bit of value there in the Lucky Lass. That's a nap selection for Andy. Thank you very much, Andy. Thanks for your time. Best of luck with all those picks. Best of luck at Sandown, and we'll catch up with you on Sunday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.